We're 60 seconds from the shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And our listeners may not realize we have a new technical director named Ashton on the show.
What up, Ashton?
Ashton, why don't you get on the microphone for me real quick?
Oh.
Turn the mic. Oh, here it goes.
Let's hear that beautiful voice of yours.
Howdy, listeners.
Oh. That was kind of creepy.
Howdy.
Why was that, like, why are we using that word?
Cowboy sexual? I don't know why.
Can we bleep him already?
To the
1860s.
Yeah.
Ashton, I've heard through the grapevine around here that you're single and you're extremely ready to mingle.
You would have heard correctly, Jeff.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Are we going to give some parameters of what he's looking for? Or are we just going to leave it there?
Maybe in a future broadcast, okay, we'd like to help you find a date if you're up for that. Is that something we can do for you?
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Okay. Very chill about it.
Ashton, you sound like you should be on a smooth jazz show.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Before we can set you up with a lovely lady, though, we need to know what we're working with here. So,
okay,
Ashton,
okay.
I'm sure you're on some dating apps right now. Do you have a go-to line that you use to get a fetching young lady's attention?
You know, I do, Jeff. I do.
Oh, what is it?
Wow.
So my go-to would probably something, you know, try to keep it casual, so I'll open it up with, hey, trouble.
Oh.
Whoa.
You call them trouble.
Hey, trouble. I like that.
That's it.
You
want to
get
simple.
In trouble with me. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
What's your success rate with calling them trouble?
About a 0%.
Okay. Oh, okay. That sounds right. At least you're honest.
It wouldn't work with you, Alexis.
You know.
I feel like it would. She'd be like, oh my God, I am trouble.
Ashton doesn't look like a bad boy, though.
Yeah.
but those are the ones you got to watch out for.
Okay, interesting. Things are getting a little hot in here.
Yeah,
it's true. It's
I might have to take off my shirt because I'm trouble.
Oh,
Ashton.
It worked.
So good call on that one. It's going to be Brooke and Trouble in the morning.
Nice.
Why did you say that, Ashton?
It's time to get into more trouble with the shot caller question of the day.
Okay.
We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment's to be shocked while you sing a song. So text in to 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shot caller last, and I got Jose Grinding Nemo Bolaños.
That's the movie I saw.
Wow, yeah.
It's not animated.
That changes things.
Jose, throw on that shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
On this day in 1981, an estimated 750 million people gathered around television sets to watch Prince Charles and Princess Diana tie the knot.
Mm. Whoa, 750 million? Oh,
that's
my
crazy.
God.
That is
worldwide
crazy.
Phenomenon.
That was when you only had, like, two channels to choose from.
Seriously.
So,
for the internet.
And that wasn't the first time a British royal wedding got the world's attention. The original one happened in 1840.
Yeah.
When Prince Charles's great-great-grandmother, Queen Victoria, married Prince Albert. And it's very well known that they were the first couple to popularize the tradition of wearing a white dress at the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But did you know they were also the first to have started a very popular tradition at their reception? Remember, this was back in 1840. What was it?
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
Wait,
throw out everything that's a tradition from the ceremony, like, you know, throwing rice. We're walking down the aisle.
Because it's at the reception.
Just focus on the reception and the party.
So, you know, you got to think
of... Because I did think of rice.
No, you got to think of what happens at the reception. So one is the introduction of the bridal party and the bride and the groom, right?
Okay.
Their entrance.
Please welcome for the very first time, Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
Royalty.
You have the cake cutting and then feeding each other.
Mm-hmm. I just went to a wedding where they did the toss, right?
The bouquet toss.
And the garter.
The bouquet toss could be a good one. Because, you know, the royal weddings had tons and tons of flowers, and maybe after it was over, they just threw all the flowers down to the peasants because they didn't want to waste millions and millions
there
of flowers.
Go.
There you go, peasants.
We don't need these any longer.
They threw it off a balcony and someone actually got hit unconscious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she didn't even mean to throw it to them. Maybe she, like, tripped on the balcony and it fell down. And they were like, maybe this is a fun tradition.
Oh, okay. Honestly, no, follow me here. The person who caught it was like, oh my God, I caught the queen's bouquet, and then they instantly got married because they're like the most wanted woman in the, you know, in the village.
It's possible.
Because
it's
they're like, bad. Oh, you have the queen's bouquet, and so all the men probably were like, I must court her.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad, but I also think we need to think even more simple. Because, I mean, this is a time where this is the first white wedding dress, right? Okay. So, like, I'm saying that even though bouquet is just introduced, period, into the, as being a tradition where the bride held it.
To add color.
Yes.
In 1840, Queen Victoria wore a white dress in her wedding to Prince Albert. But did you know they were also the first couple to have something at their reception that we still see in modern weddings to this day? What was it? And your hint is...
Ooh, hint.
300 pounds.
Oh my God! Please tell me, it was the dollar dance. Do you guys know the dollar dance? Where like you go up, the bride is up in the middle of the dance floor, and you pay her. You shove money down her dress in order to dance with her.
Dang!
Yes.
And so you're talking about 300 pounds, as in money. British money were stuffed into her dress.
Or it's not money and it's back to the cake, and the cake weighed 300 pounds.
I thought of that too.
Yeah. Mm. But I'm talking about 300 pounds being stuffed down her dress.
What if?
But is that still a thing today?
Yes, people like line up. Maybe it's the redneck weddings
I've
gone to.
What kind of weddings are you at?
Yeah.
Like, it's all been stripper weddings. Yeah. It's beautiful.
What do you think, Jose? Need an answer.
The 300 pounds. I keep leaning towards the cake.
Okay, do it.
Because they could afford a cake. And if they had a huge wedding and they wanted to feed a whole village or a whole city.
It'd be really decadent to have that much sugar.
Ginormous, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and to even have chefs and bakers that knew how to bake a cake that way. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say having a wedding cake.
After popularizing the white wedding dress during their 1840 nuptials, Queen Victoria wasn't done setting trends. When they reached the extravagant reception part of the celebration, they included something that is still a tradition at weddings even to this day. And you might remember my hint earlier, which was 300 pounds, which is exactly how much their wedding cake weighed.
Oh!
It was also, I'm not done, it was nine feet tall and had two huge tiers.
Wow, 9 feet?
But what made this cake the most special and inspired millions of couples going forward to also try out was the decoration on top of the spectacular cake. Two figures of a bride and groom.
So I got it wrong.
You did get it wrong.
The cake had been done.
It was the figures.
It was the figurines.
The toppers on top of the cake was the tradition.
That makes sense.
Okay.
I love the figurines too. I always look to see if it really looks like them.
Yeah.
This is not you, bro.
Dude, I hate the ones that like show a ball and chain. I'm like,
is that like a way to start your wedding?
Yeah, that doesn't feel like you're going into this with the right mindset.
Hey guys, we're miserable.
Yeah.
Let's cut the cake.
We didn't quite get it right, so somebody wanted to hear the song Boom Boom Pow by Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the father-daughter dance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
What?
Will you guys home to work?
Yeah, okay.
I like that boom, boom, pow. Them chickens jocking my style. They try to copy my swagger. I'm on that next ish now.
You did know that.
It should have been like groom, groom, groom.
That's your shot caller question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I want to keep the show going, but before we can move on, there has been a little bit of controversy in studio recently.
Uh-oh.
Something that we need to address and just get to the bottom of. So, Brooke, let me just ask.
The music.
Yesterday, you wore a white sweater to work.
Sweatshirt, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was super cute.
Okay, so around what time did you put said sweatshirt on?
I don't know. It was like 5:27.
Yep. What I thought.
What?
Busted.
What am I busted for?
Busted, bro.
Oh, you're busted.
Because Alexis put on that same sweatshirt at 5:25.
I did.
So you have officially confirmed
you,
that you copied Alexis' fashion.
You did.
Style.
I knew it.
You need to back up because Alexis wasn't at work yet. I got to work first. So saw her.
I had it on in my car. I saw you without it on.
Why are you spying on me?
You
were behind me.
It's what we all suspected the entire time. Brooke saw Alexis's white sweatshirt, thought maybe she should wear one too so she could look woke like a 24-year-old.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
Is that what you were thinking, Brooke?
So listen, I have a confession.
Here it comes, ladies.
I have a full rainbow of sweatshirts in my car waiting just to see what Alexis is wearing.
Right. We knew it.
Thank you so much.
At any moment, I can pull the right one out and wear the exact same one because you know what? I'm cool.
Oh, yeah.
Brooke,
okay.
The fashion thief gets caught again.
Yeah, I noticed you started wearing scrunchies too, Brooke.
Yeah,
not
guess what?
That up net,
mine cost more than yours.
That's rude.
See, it's because of sneaky people like Brooke that we created this segment called Busted.
Yes.
Where we catch people who thought they could get away with their shady behavior,
so
like cheating on your significant other.
But seriously, nice this try, white Brooke. Sweatshirt looks so cute on me. I mean, I look really tan.
Alexis did it first.
Uh-huh.
Brand new Busted coming up.
Sneaky husbands. Two-timing wives. Bad boyfriends. And even worse girlfriends. They thought they could get away with it. But now they're about to get busted.
You know, some people are obsessed with vengeance.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Batman. Oh. John Wick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's really obsessed.
Curious George.
What the?
Just hates that man in the yellow hat.
He is curious.
Oh, okay.
Curious what your intestines would look like on the floor of his cage.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what you were watching.
He was ripped from his family as a baby. You don't think he's upset about it?
Okay. It's a good point.
If you have vengeance on the mind, maybe this show is where you'll find it in a little segment that we call Busted, where listeners share stories about how they caught their ex being unfaithful. And we have some people on the phone ready to get their vengeance. So let's go right to it and talk to Kathy. Kathy, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, so I was at my boyfriend's place. He wasn't there, and I don't know, there was some trash around the house. And I just started picking up a little bit. I did the dishes.
Oh, you're a good girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because it's not your house, it's his house, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I had contributed to some of those dishes, so it's kind of a nice thing to do, I thought.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, he had a couple trash bags sitting around too. So I decided that I would take those out to the dumpster. But I was walking outside, and it was so freaking heavy that it burst on the ground before I made it to the dumpster.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, it was the worst, and I had to, like, pick all the crap up.
Yuck.
But the worst part of it was while I'm picking the crap up, there were condom wrappers. And, like, him and I are monogamous, and he lives alone. He doesn't have a roommate, so I was like, what are these?
Yeah, just store your bananas after you open them. That's what you use them for, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on birth control, so whatever. You know, take it for what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So what did you do? Did you confront him when he got home?
Oh, no, girl. I put the trash in the trash bag, took the trash back into the house, and spread it throughout the apartment.
Oh! Okay. Good on you.
Well, that sends a message, I think, very clearly.
If you did
clearly.
That to me, I'd get home and be like, this looks just like when I left. Like, what, did you do something?
Yeah. What did he say when he came home?
He was such an
He texted me and he said, oh, I guess I should have double bagged my garbage.
Oh, what?
Didn't even deny it.
Wow.
Wait, was that a euphemism or?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
You should have, buddy.
You really should have. All right, let's go on to Eugene. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
So I drive Uber and I picked up this dude. I was taking him to his date.
Okay.
I think he had a few drinks because he was like, just going on and on about how he was going to get so much action. Girl, like, she's so hot, whatever.
Probably alcohol. That's why he got an Uber.
I mean, Uber drivers' conversations must be, I mean, riddled with that type of
stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, this is probably 10 of these a week, but I'm in, I'm listening, and I'm zoned out kind of on where we're going, and the app does that for me, so I don't even notice that it's taken me right by my girlfriend's house.
Oh, okay. Right by, okay.
And we pulled up, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I apologize to the dude. I'm like, I'm so sorry, I think I hit the wrong button and ways.
Oh, yeah, because you're like, I made a mistake. This isn't where you need to go.
Oh, because it actually went to your girlfriend's place, and you're like, it must have been stored in my past drives or something.
Exactly. Okay. And I'm thinking, like, I screwed up. But no, he goes, nope, this is it. And he hops out of the car, and he walks right up.
Oh, my God.
She opens the door, and he goes right in, and that's it.
Oh,
ouch. Oh, my God. What are the chances?
Does your girlfriend have a roommate?
No.
Nice try, Jeff.
What did you do?
Well, I sat there for a minute. I drank one of my free waters.
Just quietly let it happen.
You know what? My mom always told me in these moments, hydrate.
Yeah. I want to get that 5-star review, so I'm not going to say anything.
Did you break it up or did you drive off?
No, I couldn't do it right. I did later. I let her have it later. I told her exactly what happened.
Well, she already had it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry,
buddy. What happened to you, Eugene.
Bro.
All right, we have time to hear from Rachel. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
So I was living in this place probably about a year and a half ago, and so we would be sleeping at nighttime, and we would hear these noises. And, you know, we kind of came to the conclusion that the place was just haunted.
Yeah, that's creepy.
I hate that.
Like, what kind of noises?
Well, it was like knocking noises and, you know, like kind of like sometimes stuff was dropping.
Okay.
And,
that was like my old building I lived in. Mm-hmm. You hear creaks and...
That's what we thought it was, like creaks and pipes. And so one night I heard this loud bang kind of sound in the kitchen. So I got up and looked and there was a woman in her lingerie in the kitchen.
What?
This is the sexiest someone... ghost you've ever seen.
Sexy robber is stealing.
I'm thinking, okay, this woman, like, maybe she's drunk. Maybe she, like, in the wrong house. And no, she wasn't. My boyfriend comes out of the bathroom, and he knew about her.
Oh.
Yeah. So, no, it wasn't creaking and everything. He was sneaking her in there.
Wait.
Oh, going
he
downstairs?
Was literally sneaking a woman into your guys' apartment?
While she was asleep.
He was sneaking her in there the whole time.
Whoa!
So he was playing the whole haunted house thing the whole time.
Oh. He was trying to convince you that the whole time it was just a ghost making the noise when really it was his side piece.
Right, and then it was, she's the ghost.
She's the ghost. You can't see her. Uh-huh. Try to put your hand through her.
It's not cheating if she's already dead.
I can't believe he would do that.
No wonder the ghosts were moaning.
Oh my god. Wow.
He's history, obviously.
He's a ghost.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, make sure to hit up our text board, 78592, if you have a funny story about how you caught your ex cheating, and you could be on the next edition of Busted. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. All right, it's time for your phone tap. And I know we like to joke around a lot on the show and say Brooke comes to work and then just gets wine drunk all day.
Yeah.
And look, I'll admit, that's not really true.
No, of course not. I mean, they let her just be wasted.
I wish it was true, but...
Because it's not just wine.
Yeah.
Oh,
there we go.
That's why we're really doubling down.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it was so easy for Brooke to do today's phone tap, where she pretends to be on painkillers.
Oh, nice.
And she calls a mom who's already kind of on the edge about her son's first driving lesson. And when she hears the state the driving instructor Brooke is in, things only go downhill from there.
Oh, I got anxiety just hearing that.
Just having a good time.
Oh, no.
It's your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Lori?
Hi.
Is this Lori?
Yeah, hi. Who is this?
This is Betsy Green from the driving school.
Oh, hi.
I got your son Jack here. He said he wanted me to call you before our lesson.
This is his first time doing something like this, and I couldn't be there for him, so I just wanted to kind of get a rundown about, like, what he's gonna be going to be doing today.
I wouldn't worry about a thing. I mean, I have been a driving instructor forever.
Are you okay? You sound out of breath.
Yeah, fine. A little bit of pain. Just...
I hope it's manageable. You just stub a toe or something.
I wish.
Can you tell me what he is expected to do today? What is the first part of his lesson? So that way I can also, like, be keeping up with him between sessions.
I can do that.
Thank you. Ready when you are.
Huh?
What's he learning today?
What's who learning?
What are you teaching Jack today for his driving lesson?
Oh, gotcha. Oh, you thought I wasn't paying attention.
Hey, are you okay?
I need to tell you something.
Yeah, please do.
Oof, I had my eyes worked on recently.
Wait, what?
Oh, it is painful.
What do you mean? What do you mean recently? Like, recently, like when?
Maybe 2 hours?
Oh, my.
Possibly three.
You shouldn't be at work right now.
You're right. Back to business. Your son Connor's lesson.
No.
It'll last about an hour.
My son's name is Jack.
Right.
And I think you need to go home.
Jack. Let's see. Hey, I wrote it in my notes. I called you. And then this prescription bottle covered it up. So dumb.
All right. Nope. This is unacceptable. This is unprofessional. This is...
Oh, my God.
My son is not going with you. You need to go home.
I'm sorry. You're right. Oh, I'll just have your son drive me home.
You...
He could be my chauffeur.
He's 15. He's never driven before.
No, it's fine. I don't mind.
You can't be in the car with him.
I don't mind.
You sound completely faced right now. And I need to call the cops on you.
Don't do that.
Oh, I will be.
Oh, God, no. Just call your husband.
Nope. I need you to listen to me.
I talked to your husband already today.
You need to shut up right now.
I spoke with him because this is Brooke from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
What did you just say?
I am so sorry. I feel so bad. Your son is safe. It's just a joke.
Are you kidding me?
Your husband, Sam, set you up. It was his idea. He says you were very worried about your son's first driving lesson. And I don't know. He just wanted to lighten the mood.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I feel terrible. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm so mad. I was going to murder you.
No, no, no. Don't worry. I have a painkiller. Take that edge right off.
You sounded so drunk. I was so scared.
Oh, my God. You so don't know your drugs. That was definitely high on Percocet.
It's been a while. I'm sorry.
Wake up every morning with phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. And there's few moments in life that are more significant and more memorable than your first engagement.
Oh, man. Why do you say first, though?
Well, you know, second engagement probably isn't quite as special as the first one.
It should be.
Because you've kind of been there before. It's lost its shine. The third engagement, you really have to fake the excitement there.
It's almost like a retweet at that point.
Yeah.
It's like, just like, all right,
retweet,
do it again.
You guys.
Oh, my, another ring? This one's definitely the prettiest of all.
Yeah.
And by your fourth engagement, you're not even trying to act surprised. You're just like, yeah, sure, just put it in the box with the others. I'll look at it later. I need to finish this Netflix documentary on rice.
That sounds right.
On rice?
Yeah.
And then they're like, I think they said yes.
I'm pretty sure.
There was a sure in there.
Yeah.
When I filed my taxes next year, they said yes.
Definitely. Yeah. But still, that first time when you ask that special somebody to spend eternity with you.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
That's a really big deal.
Oh, it's so sweet.
And that's why so many guys go to extreme lengths to make that day and that moment as special as possible.
I was just going to say, my future wife, if you're listening, you have like a 10 to 15 minute presentation of something coming.
Oh, wow. You've got a PowerPoint? Do you have a PowerPoint?
We
is
don't
that
know.
What you're doing?
Bring snacks because it's going to take a while.
Yeah, babe, I got you.
And that's what one guy from Germany did.
Aww.
He wanted to go as big as he possibly could.
Yeah, for the love of his life.
That is really sweet.
And he's making headlines today because of it.
Uh-oh, is that good or bad?
Well, because... if your proposal's in the news, I'm going to guess it's probably not for a good reason.
Oh, no.
Sometimes big is complicated.
Yeah.
And complicated can go wrong.
Well, the guy's name is Decker. And after 3 years with his girlfriend, Mila, he thought it was finally time to pop the question. And he wanted to do it in a romantic, exotic setting.
Ooh.
So he thought a vacation to Mexico would provide the perfect opportunity.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
I like that. I mean, and after 3 years, she's like, it's coming.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about Decker. He didn't want to be too cliche about this.
Oh,
okay. So he wasn't going to do it at a restaurant or on the beach or something.
Look, the parrot has something on its, in its claw, honey.
He wasn't going to wait for sunset.
Been done before.
All right.
So instead, he chartered a small private plane for just him and Mila that would fly around the area, give them sweeping views of the Mexican coastline to create the ideal moment for a proposal.
Awesome.
Except, I mean, it is, but if you're in a tiny little plane, it's really loud in there.
Yeah, it's like,
you're like yelling over.
But still, that even wasn't quite enough for him.
Oh. Dude, a private jet, wow. I think you're good.
No, yeah. To really create some added excitement, Decker asked the pilot for a small favor.
Uh-oh, what is he going to do?
He asked if halfway through, the pilot could announce over the PA system that there was an engine failure.
No, wait a minute.
Have we not learned from, like, people proposing while faking a burglary?
Terrifying.
Oh, no.
Then he wanted the pilot to put the plane into a temporary dive.
No.
Oh, a dive.
You know, to help build up the emotions.
Wow.
I mean,
I want to spend the rest of my life, the last few seconds with you.
Of course.
Did the pilot agree?
Well, and his idea was when their hearts were really racing.
Oh, my God.
The adrenaline's really flowing. Oh, that's when he would pop the question and create that once-in-a-lifetime everlasting memory.
I'm scared.
I would be, if I was the wife being proposed to, I would be like, I don't care. Don't ask that right now. Yes. We're dying.
Well, and you would just assume that they were asking it because they really thought that, like, this is the last thing. She's going to kill me if I don't ask her right before we die.
Oh, my God.
But there's some sincerity in that moment.
You know,
it's like, this is the final seconds of our lives, and I want to spend it creating an eternal bond with you.
You're backing this idea.
How are you backing this idea? I see the logic.
You see the logic.
So he offered the pilot extra money if he was willing to do that, and the pilot agreed. But shockingly, something went wrong.
Please don't tell me the plane really crashed.
When communicating with the pilot, some of the messaging was lost, wires got crossed, and instead of doing a quick 5-second dip, the pilot went into a 35-second nosedive.
Yeah. No!
Long enough to have Mila completely freak out.
Oh my gosh.
And in the middle of the chaos, Decker unbuckled his seatbelt.
He didn't still go through with it.
Against the recommendations on the safety sign, he got up out of his seat.
No, he didn't.
Got down on one knee.
He's floating at this point.
And he asked for Mila's hand as he's sliding down the center aisle. Obviously,
I would be so angry.
Mila wasn't able to give an answer. She was a little preoccupied, screaming for her life.
Crying.
And it wasn't until the plane finally leveled off and Mila had a chance to calm down that Decker explained he organized the fake emergency as a joke.
I feel the anger coming from her. In order to propose.
This is her first married fight.
Mila,
I don't know that they're going to get married.
Understandably, didn't want to talk to him the rest of the flight.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And when they landed, Decker decided maybe he should try his luck one more time.
No, she's not talking to you.
So he talked to a bus.
Once they got onto the tarmac, Decker ran ahead of Mila, got down on a knee again, and asked one more time if she'd marry him.
Then he yelled, quick, he's got a gun! Doug!
Her reaction, she didn't even break stride and hit him over the head with her purse as she walked towards the tarmac.
That sounds right. I'm angry for her.
He deserves it.
The pilots were interviewed by the local news afterwards, and they felt bad about the miscommunication. And they're hoping that Mila needs a little bit of time to cool off.
You know, though, I don't think that the 5-second dive would have gone much different than the 35-second dive.
I don't know. It'd be kind of like a roller coaster moment, like a blip.
Yeah, you get turbulence and your stomach comes up a little.
She might have said yes the second time.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Meanwhile, Decker's considering legal action against the private jet company if she doesn't say yes. For possibly ruining his relationship.
That is not the problem,
The
Decker.
Fact they have to fly home from Mexico together scares me.
Yeah!
Well, she's probably just scared to get on any plane with him now.
She's taking the boat home.
Imagine?
Yeah.
So I would consider that kind of a proposal fail.
Kind of?
Yeah. I would say so.
It's on the edge.
You think there's something that would beat that?
I think something might. Because I'm sure it's not the first proposal that's backfired. And I bet our listeners have a few good stories for us about proposals that didn't go the way they planned. So you know what?
Man.
Text in to 78592 right now. We want to hear your best proposal fails.
Yes.
Whether it's happened to you or maybe to a close friend or family member. We'll do it right after this. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And if you're just tuning in, we were talking about a proposal fail that made the news, where a guy from Germany took his girlfriend on a private plane in Mexico and paid the pilot to fake an engine failure and send the plane into a short dive down towards the ocean to heighten the emotions before popping the big question.
Worst use of a private plane ever.
Ever.
For real.
But instead of a quick 5-second drop, the pilot put them into a 35-second tailspin.
Which has got to feel like 3 hours.
He like took it as a challenge. Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh, dude, I'm a pro. I can do more than 5 seconds.
But I love Mexico. There's no regulation.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
Whatever. We'll almost kill you.
After that, the girlfriend turned down his proposal not once, but a second time once they landed on the tarmac.
Why would he even try?
No,
Well,
he was dumb enough to do the first
one.
I'm going to go with.
Definitely one of the worst proposal attempts we've ever heard, but I asked our listeners to text in to 78592 with their funniest proposal fail stories to see if maybe they could top it.
Dude, we have so many texts in.
A lot of texts came in.
I have no idea how many failed proposals have happened.
One says, I dated a guy for a few years. He proposed to me in the park. I wasn't ready, and I said, maybe later, not right now. He looked really beaten down, and once we got home, all his family was waiting for us with a huge just-engaged cake. He started bawling, and his mom hugged him while she looked at me with shame and anger in her eyes.
Oh, my God, I want to hug my mom and cry.
These are some big conversations that you need to have before
you actually
do the
maybe
proposal.
Maybe don't bring her in the home afterwards.
Yeah.
Or maybe women should just say yes.
Oh my God.
Just say yes, whether or not you actually want to, and then deal with it later so you don't have to have these awkward moments.
Maybe she would have said yes if it wasn't a park.
Yeah.
Lame.
Trust me, women say yes more than they want to already.
Yeah. You can always call it off. Anyway.
You can always call it off. Not a good motto to live by.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Let's hear our first awesome bad story from Kristen. Kristen, tell us about your failed marriage proposal.
Well, my boyfriend proposed to me 3 times, and I said no every time.
Oh,
yeah. Is that why you still call him your boyfriend when you started the sentence?
Well, the third time he even had hundreds of flowers and a skywriter, I still said no. I just wasn't ready.
What?
Oh. Okay, really? I weren't ready. You're good with no's. Somebody should take a lesson.
He really
from you.
Likes you.
Yeah, what would you get out?
You're saying no because you weren't ready?
No, I wasn't ready. And after the third time that night, he had gone to a local bar to like drown his sorrows and just started talking to anyone who would listen.
Yeah.
And word spread. My friends start texting me that he's losing it at the bar. So I go down there and he's in the middle of all these college kids. They're all crying, listening to his story.
Oh, wow.
Are you ever going to be ready with him, or are you guys just still dating?
So I walk up to him and I said, you know what? If you really love me this much to do all of this, just go ahead and ask again. Get down on one knee. Let's do it. And fourth time, I finally said yes.
Oh, good.
Interesting.
So you went with drunk in a bar with college kids instead of Skywriter.
Yeah.
That's true love, Brooke.
That would have been the best night in a bar, though. Like, you're drinking with your homies, and then all of a sudden, like, she walks in, and it's like, oh, my God, you guys, the drama, she's here.
No, oh, my God. Why did I spend so much money? This could have been so much cheaper.
Let's go to the next one. Dean, tell us about your failed marriage proposal.
Yes, this happened last year. I had like this great, brilliant idea to hide the engagement ring inside of a balloon, right?
Okay.
So you hand her the balloon and like she pops it and then out falls the ring.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a heightened Valentine's Day.
Yeah, okay.
It's cute. It's a cute
and
one.
I was going to pop it like at dinner and hopefully it would fall in her lap, right?
Right, like because were literally popping the question.
Exactly. And on my way out to my car, like while I was getting my keys fumbling around, a gust of wind took the balloon from my hand.
Oh,
no.
Oh, my God.
It's a helium balloon.
You let go of the balloon?
No. I didn't let go of the balloon. The balloon was taken from me by the god wind.
Okay. By the wind gods.
Yeah. God did not approve of this proposal.
Oh, no.
Tell me you chased it.
What'd you do?
The ring was over $2,000, and like I wasn't gonna lose that, so I chased the balloon for like 2 hours.
And you're like, I should have bought a heavier ring.
Yeah.
Or a balloon weight.
Oh man.
You never got it?
No, I never found it.
Oh
no.
Dude, that's why when you buy your engagement rings, you have to buy balloon insurance every time.
The wrong insurance, but okay.
I should have, but somebody out there hopefully found it.
Some turtle
in the ocean.
Call the
station if you found the diamond balloon.
Yeah, please.
All right,
you won't, but it'd be cool.
If you're just tuning in, we're having our listeners share stories about their worst marriage proposal fails.
Oh.
Let's go to Aaron. Aaron, tell us about your failed marriage proposal.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so my fiance proposed to me, and I said yes. But the thing is, he did it while he was completely drunk, and he didn't remember.
Oh,
shut up.
No.
He didn't remember?
No, and, like, he was getting all these congratulations from his friends and, like, family and stuff. And he, like, was like, what happened, Aaron? What did I do? And he actually ended up proposing to me a second time.
Oh, thank God. So I was like, girl, why are you saying yes to a super drunk dude? No. Like, I feel like that's some sort of coercion or something.
No, like, it was fine because he did it again. So he said he wanted to remember the experience.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. That's what happened when Brooke got pregnant the first time. She didn't remember. So she had a second one so that she could really treasure it the second time.
Yeah, Jeffrey, that's it.
I knew how
I was so drunk.
All right, let's go to Nicole. We have time for one more. Tell us about your failed marriage proposal.
He took me to, like, this fairly average restaurant, you know, nothing major, nothing fancy.
Okay.
And the next thing I know, there's a violin player coming out, and then this waiter came out with all these flowers, huge flowers.
And you're like, I thought this was just the neighborhood grill. What's going on?
Yeah.
I literally felt so sorry for whoever this poor woman was that was going to be getting proposed at this piece of dump kind of place.
Oh, no.
Did you say that to him?
No, I didn't say that. I was thinking that. But the next thing I know, I'm the one he gets proposed to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And you're like, is this karma? What is this?
All of a sudden, she's like, wow, this is the most romantic idea. I can't believe that someone would think something so creative.
Oh, I kept telling him, don't do this. This has only been our third date. Don't do this.
Third date? Oh. Wait, did you just say it had only been your third date?
He was doing this on the third date. It was crazy.
Whoa, why you had a place like that on the third date?
Oh, my
God. You didn't say yes, did you?
No, of course not. I got out of the place. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you say yes on the fourth date then?
I don't think there was a fourth date.
Yeah.
Is what it sounds
I see. All right.
Jeff's still hanging in suspense.
Yeah.
I'm waiting. But keep your texts coming into 78592. I like hearing about these failed marriage proposals. It just makes me feel good about myself.
Other people's misery is your joy.
Yes, it is. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know, people get rejected every single day.
Yeah,
it's just a normal part of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if it were me, I'd prefer to be turned down over something normal.
What
like,
you
know, a physical incompatibility.
Oh, like I don't find your nose attractive.
Like, I can't see him anymore. Can someone else date Mr. Flagpole? Because I'm out. Do you know how many times I've heard that?
What? Do you?
I've never actually even heard a woman say that before.
I mean, it's true. No one's ever said that to me.
Okay.
But I wish people would turn me down for something normal like that.
Normal.
The truth is, you can find a lot of random quirky things to become a deal breaker for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a new survey asked thousands of people to share the pettiest reasons they've refused to date someone. And I'll just tell you, one of them involves a guy and what he did on a date involving a banana.
Oh, no. It doesn't sound petty to me.
I don't know. It's not what you think.
Okay,
this is completely G-rated involving the banana. But after you hear it, I wonder if anybody would stick around.
It's hard to keep my mind in that zone, Jeff.
Yeah. Okay, you'll find out what it is coming up at 8:10. How do you tell someone after a date or two that you're just not interested?
You could just say that.
Or you don't say anything.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Exactly. That's the easy way.
I mean, do you send them a carefully worded text?
Mm,
end it with a little shrug emoji?
Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
Don't shrug them off.
Or,
I don't know. I think it's okay. No.
No.
Do you send them a snail mail? Like a thank you, but no thank you card.
Oh, in the mail.
Yeah. So weird.
Or do you do what I've done while riding in the back of a cab with this person, pretend to fall asleep? Just so that you don't have to kiss them goodnight or talk about your future plans together. That really happened. And
no
not
way.
Proud to admit it, but I did.
Gosh.
Pretended to fall asleep so I wouldn't
it's
have
like
to talk to them.
Just when I think you couldn't get more passive aggressive.
You know, yeah. So that
looks like we're a block away.
Yeah.
I know.
Jeff, it's 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's not even a night thing.
It's a cowardly move, but highly effective, I will say.
I can see that working.
Might be the most cringeworthy way of rejecting someone, but an online publication did a poll asking people, what's the pettiest reason they've ditched a person after just a few hangouts? And they found the top responses. Let's go over some of them.
Yeah. Like you did?
Wouldn't be surprised that she didn't want to call me after that. Uh-huh. But number 10 is, I was on a date with a really cute guy when he dropped his napkin on the ground and shouted, whoopsies.
Oh.
Instant deal breaker.
Really? Just because he said whoopsies.
Oh,
sorry, Jose was confused. Like, what's the problem?
I say whoopsie daisies. I go one step ahead.
That's okay. Just you're not the right person for that person.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'd be offended that they were offended.
Yeah, you weren't meant to be together.
No.
There you go.
Number 9 says, I broke up with my 8th grade boyfriend right before Christmas so I wouldn't have to buy him a gift.
Ooh. Oh.
Of course, I did that after he'd already given me his.
Oh. Smart. Oh,
no.
Smart.
Oh, Alexis, that's so mean.
What?
That's harsh.
Oh, my God.
Buying gifts for people is the worst.
No, but you don't.
Gift and
it would have been like a collage picture frame. They are an yeah. 8th
grade. These are the top 10 pettiest reasons people have ever ditched someone after just a few dates. Number 8 says, every time I asked her what she would like to do, she would respond with an annoying, I don't know.
That's the perfect way to say it.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Could you just picture 40 years of that for the rest of your life?
Oh,
like, well, let me think. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you take this ring? I don't know.
Yeah, jeez, that would be obnoxious.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Number 7 says, I went with a guy a couple times, and at both restaurants, he flatly refused to eat any kind of vegetable. Mm. Keep in mind, he was 28 years old.
This doesn't shock me at all.
Oh, yeah.
I dated a guy who ate like a 12-year-old as
really?
Well. Yeah. Like if it was fair food, that's what he would want to eat.
I am eating vegetables. These are potatoes.
Yeah.
French fries.
And the little box makes me happy.
Yeah.
Number 6. These are the pettiest reasons that people ever got rejected. It says, I went over to a guy's house and he told me I was in his cat's chair and I needed to move.
No. Okay, he has a cat. He's lucky he even got a date over in the first place.
Wait, you won't date a cat guy?
No.
I just think it's funny.
I don't
funny.
Even think I know a cat guy.
Exactly.
Do you guys know a cat guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know
you do?
One
I have
cat
a buddy
guy.
Who has two cats.
I'm more imagining the cat's in the corner literally about to kill this person.
It was actually a warning to help her.
Oh, my God. Number 5 on the list. I couldn't get it out of my head. Every time I was with her, I would look over at her, and she was walking like a T-Rex.
Like with her arms up? That's what I imagine.
Like
the limp wrist
and
the
short
elbows
arms
up.
Head in front
forward.
Of her. Yeah, yeah, forward head.
Just as if she had a tail.
Very large head, too.
Yeah, if there's a tail to balance it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Are these bringing up any memories for you guys? Any petty reasons that you guys ever ditched someone?
I ditched somebody because he got food poisoning, which is really terrible. But
oh
like,
my gosh.
I know that's why I still feel bad. But like, once you watch someone in the headlights of your car, like lose all the clam chowder on the ground, like I just couldn't.
So mid food poisoning, it was like you picked. You're like, ew, I'm over this. Deal with it yourself, idiot.
He has a weak stomach. I need a strong man.
Let's keep going. Number 4 says, even though she told me she was allergic to it, and I never saw her eating. It, she always smelled like peanut butter.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so weird.
See, yeah, I don't like the smell that much, to be honest.
Is it your deodorant? Like, what is making you smell like that if you can't even eat it?
Sweat?
That would be the reason for me to be with that person.
Yeah. Like, let me be your jelly girl.
Let me lick you down. We have the top 10 pettiest reasons people ever rejected a date. Number 3 says she had a mole on her eyelid. So every time I kissed her, I saw it while I was leaning in. I started to have dreams that the mole was talking to me.
Oh, come
okay.
on.
So I ended it.
Yeah.
Come on, that's more petty than my food poisoning thing.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know,
Brooke.
It's like poking him in the eye. Yeah. I can't get away from it.
Number 2 says, I was out with the nicest guy. He was so polite, pulling my chair out for me, opening doors, giving compliments.
Aww,
everything was
good.
Perfect, except when he ate a banana.
Oh. Why are you
what
eating
happens?
A banana?
I witnessed it twice. Okay. He acted like it twice. Was no big deal, but he always ate them sideways, nibbling on it like a corn on the cob.
No,
you
I couldn't
crazy
stand
freak?
It.
What? Why is he eating two in his date?
It's on a harmonica, bro. Like, what is... I don't understand. That would creep me out, too.
I kind of want to see it, though, don't you?
I mean, it's
in a sick way.
I don't want to see that. That would haunt my dreams. And the number one pettiest reason somebody ever ditched somebody after just a couple dates says, met a girl at a coffee shop. We ended up sitting down and talking right there for a while. After a half hour, I remembered, oh, yeah, I never asked her name.
Uh-oh.
And she told me Geraldine, which, of course, is the exact same name as my mom.
Oh,
whoa.
No.
You know what?
Told her I had to leave.
I agree. There's been girls that I match with on Tinder named Maria. That's my sister's name. Can't
no.
do it.
Yeah.
I can't be, like, in bed with someone and be like, oh, Maria.
Oh,
oh
no.
It sounded awful. Just
oh,
saying
it's
it.
Terrible.
Can't you call her something else, like
no.
M or
no.
Mary?
No.
Or...
How about, oh, my sister?
Yeah.
I just can't.
Text in to 78592. Tell us yours, the pettiest reason you've ever ditched someone after just a couple dates.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win! Brooks!
All right, this is for 6 wins in a row today, Brooke.
All right.
You're going to be taking on massage therapist Julie from Olympia. Julie,
oh.
Where are your hands right now?
Holding my phone.
Oh, I want them on my body.
I need a massage so bad.
Me too.
Oh, my God.
What's the massage therapy business like right now?
It's really busy, actually. People coming out of their COVID hiding, you know?
Somebody touch me. I need human contact.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'll pay you.
I'll just pay you to breathe on me. Yeah. That's all. I just need someone close.
Can we just talk?
Yeah.
All right, Julie. We're going to send Brooke out of the studio while that happens. You know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, you have to beat Brooke outright to win. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Your time starts now. Today's International Tiger Day. Are tigers endangered? Yes or no?
Yes.
On this day in 1954, J.R.R. Tolkien published the first volume of what famous Hobbit. Fantasy... What?
Hobbit.
Which European country is known as the Land of Fire and Ice?
Italy.
What color dress does Tinkerbell normally wear?
Blue.
Which Toyota car model is named after a bird, Prius, Corolla, or Tercel?
Tercel.
All right. You got through those pretty quickly. Well done, Julie. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. This is your first time playing with us, so what's an interesting fact that we should know about you?
I once met Meatloaf.
Wait, the guy who's saying, and wait, I'll
do
anything,
do anything
for love.
For love.
Oh, my
Where'd
God.
You
my
meet
sister
him?
Loved Meatloaf.
I met him in Seattle at a movie premiere. He did a song in the movie, but I forget the movie, but I remember meeting him.
What was it like? What was Meatloaf like?
He was really nice. Pretty chill, actually.
Oh, I love hearing it when celebs are nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's like my favorite.
All right, Brooke, you're up. You ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now. Today is International Tiger Day. Are tigers endangered? Yes or no?
Yes.
On this day in 1954, J.R.R. Tolkien published the first volume of what famous fantasy series?
The Hobbit.
Which European country is known as the Land of Fire and Ice?
Iceland.
What color dress does Tinkerbell normally wear?
Green.
Which Toyota car model is named after a bird, Prius, Corolla, or Tercel?
Tercel.
The famous mountain range Matterhorn is depicted in the background of what famous European chocolate bar?
Swiss. European chocolate bar is the Swiss Miss. The Swiss, I don't know.
You eat Swiss Miss as a chocolate bar, Brooke? I'm a little
Wait,
disturbed.
Times are desperate, okay?
They could be right.
Add
we'll find
milk
out.
And freeze it, and it's delicious.
First, we're going to go to the scoreboard with Jose.
I'm getting re-circumcised. Got a wedding next week. I just want to clean it up a bit.
Oh, my God.
Bolaños.
God, I love Family Guy. You know, just trim the edges a little. Julie, so you got 2 correct today.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
And Brooke, you got 4.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Julie. Sorry for many reasons.
Family Guy.
Let's go over the answers for everybody. Today is International Tiger Day. Tigers, yes, they are endangered.
Wow.
Around 3,900 remain in the wild. On this day in 1954, J.R.R. Tolkien published the first volume of the Lord of the Rings fantasy series.
Yeah, the series is what we were looking for. The start of the Hobbit preceded it, then the series.
Okay.
The European country known as the Land of Fire and Ice would be Iceland. Tinkerbell's dress is normally green. The Toyota car model named after a bird would be a Tercel, which means a male hawk. And the Matterhorn is depicted in the background of the Toblerone bar.
Classic.
But if you put Swiss Miss in your mouth and you just let it sit there long enough, it does turn.
Just hope we don't choke.
Sure. Yeah.
Bar-ish.
Yeah, for any listeners want to try it, go ahead.
Okay.
But Julie, I cannot give you any money today, but just for playing, you do win a $25 gift certificate to Pizza Hut. Or if you're lactose intolerant, it's a $25 certificate for immense and unending intestinal trauma.
Oh.
So you're welcome or we're sorry. Whichever one works for your situation.
Yeah, you can get wings too or salad. You don't have to get the pizza.
No, you are required to eat pizza as soon as you step in the door. So I don't know, whatever you want to do with that, Julie.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Thanks, Julie.
All right. We're going to book a massage with you soon. We desperately need it.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yes.
And we'll be back to play Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.